All right, everybody. We are starting a podcast that we don't even know the name of yet.
And there you go.
I guess we'll call it.
She provides the music.
That's the name of it. Well, a lot of people.
Right on time, right? Let's pause this and we'll start over.
We're going to let people hear. Be like, look, so. A lot of people have requested that my wife and I get back in the flow of, you know, just talking about our life, giving tips, advice, maybe some wisdom, especially now that y'all have heard our new little addition to our family. And I guess the best way to kick this off is, for those who don't know, my name is Jason. The little one you hear in the back, this is Nasiah. And of course, my lovely lady next to me is the queen from Benin, the Goje of all things, Miss Seneke. You know what I'm saying? Out here on the day to day. So, kicking this thing off, my wife asked a wonderful question to me while we're watching. The playoffs, you know, Detroit is in the playoffs. I'm from Detroit, so. But
we are watching the Lions game. And by we are watching, I mean he's watching. And I'm complaining about all the reason why I'm not a big football fan. But if I had to pick a team that I'm a fan of, by default, I'm the Lions fan because, well, my husband's from Detroit. He's a Lions fan. And I don't really care for any other team. So might as well. Love the Lions by association. So there we go.
So clearly we love that Detroit Honolulu Blue in this house. But she posed a great question to me a little bit earlier while we were eating. She said, now that the first month is pretty much almost came and gone for our little one, what are some things that you, she said, how do you feel like you did, you know? You feel you did good, bad, or in between? And me being the person that I am, having a personality type that I did, I couldn't give her a straight answer. What I told her was,
I almost never get one of those.
The more elegant answer, and that's the difference between her and my personality. Like, she'll give you a straight answer all day. It'll be
when there is, you will get it.
Very simple, straight, black and white, yes or no. Me, I'm more philosophical with it. I'll take more time to think about it or whatever. So in typical Jason fashion, what I told her was, I can't really say yes or no until we get another child. Now, we are planning on having another child 2 years from now, or however the Lord decides, we'll see. But 2 years is our goal. I told her, you know, what I can say is some of the things that I feel I will have a better grasp upon when that next baby gets here, boy or girl. And some of those things, just to jot down the list for me, because I didn't get to get her list, because we just, you know how sometimes your conversation just flowing and hopping from thing to thing. What I said was, number one, I would try and prepare as much as I could for those first 2 weeks of basically you're just not going to go to sleep. You know, you're just not to. And I mean, we said this a lot when we were doing it. You know, we take our hats off. We, you know, kiss our mom's feet because both of them were single moms, you know, raising us. So we can imagine, you know, the first 2 weeks and you're just like, yeah, why did I do this? So that would be the big thing I told her. I said the next thing would be really honing in on the methods of how to soothe the baby, especially a newborn, because one of our friends who kind of became family brought up an interesting point about the fourth trimester, right? And that was the first time I'd ever heard it. I don't know if that was the same for Senna. But that was the first time I ever heard it about, you know, your baby, when they first come out of the womb, they still, you know, in some aspects don't know that they're here. in, you know, reality,
you know, outside of the womb.
Yeah, outside of the womb, you know what I mean? So, you know, to them, it's very important that you take that concept and that mindset of, all right, I may have to, you know, walk around with this baby attached to me, skin to skin, especially for moms or dad. You know, I may have to, you know, just be more active, more present than I have been. If you haven't before, you know, all those different things.
Sort of try to recreate the environment of the womb is what we found that helps a lot of time with, and I mean, people have said it before. It's as far as the things that we found help, it's not foreign. Like, okay, you know, a moving car will help soothe them generally. When you're wearing them or holding them and walking around, they like that more than when you're sitting down. Because again, we were, as a pregnant woman, most pregnant women are walking around, less unfortunately towards your third trimester, you're bed bound. But even so, you're walking around for the most part doing things. So they're used to that motion, you know. The sound, like white noise, because of, you know, the womb is not quiet, right? Your other organs are still doing their job, and they interact with that same environment as your baby is. So it's not unheard of, it's not things we haven't heard of, but it's just, it, I guess we didn't think of it right off the bat. And it took us some time to be like, oh, let's try this, let's try that, and and hear it again as a recommendation from other experienced parents, or you know, YouTube.
I thought I was the king of YouTube before had a baby, but you know, I will say this, you know, if you're a visual learner like myself, it really does help. Especially in the clutch, you know, I'll tell you guys one story. So we were going for our first appointment, and me and Senna were, you know, we weren't at odds with each other, but we were definitely sleep deprived. And you know, when you're deprived of anything, or you've never kind of been in that situation before, your capacity, I know everybody loves the word bandwidth now, you know, but your capacity is very limited for, you know, the slightest thing. And you don't mean to, but, you know, we were very cross with each other on the ride over to the hospital.
Because she had been attached to us. This was 3 days after we were released from the hospital. And for the last 24 hours, pretty much 48 hours. Yeah, essentially, she's been attached to us, right? And for some reason, that first 24 hour, I think it was the high from, oh, we just had a baby, was still very high. But the 24 hours before that appointment was very rough. Like, we couldn't sleep. And especially me, because she was, not only did she want a warm, like, chest to sleep on, which means whomever chest she was using was not able to, you know, lay down and sleep, but she wanted to breastfeed for comfort, which means we couldn't do the whole, okay, let's switch up a little bit thing. So we were just, we're off. And she was, even when we were doing that on the daytime, she wasn't calm, right? She wasn't soothed. So it was like, we really were at a point, a few hours, essentially like a good 12 hours before that appointment, where we couldn't soothe her. And she was crying. And we were just like, bruh. Like, and it was just a lot. It was a lot.
Literally, you know, my wife tells, all three of us were crying. Literally, I found, for the new parents out there, I found the underhand rocking method, and she stopped crying. Now, to this day, it has not worked since. But
That's weird.
I guess, you know, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, whatever you believe in.
Ancestors.
Exactly. It was just like, all right, we'll give you the win for today. You know what I'm saying? Because we just needed it. I mean, it was just, I think it was a tough moment, you know, but it really, in my opinion, defines us as a family. So I wasn't surprised that we made it through, because, you know, I like to think we just have natural grit. You know, anybody that knows us, we just kind of have that, you know, we're going to push hard times.
Find
like,
a way.
Yeah, we just going to push hard times like weight, you know, and that's just the quality of our family. You know what I mean? So even though we didn't understand it right away or how to soothe her right away. And me and my wife, you know, we both hate when the baby cries. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just, you know, we can't say that. I mean, we know sometimes. I'm sure
you can agree with that. Yeah. Those parents or even non-parents who've heard, you know, who love kids out there. It's just you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it. And I mean, what I will say, and I'm sure, you know, Senna can chime in on this. You start to learn what the different cries mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you hungry? Are you sleepy?
Well, usually they don't cry when they need a diaper change.
Right.
But maybe when sometimes they will cry when they are pooping because it's not, I guess it's not a comfortable act for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they won't cry, like, oh, my diaper is soiled, let me cry. Like, nah, it's warm, they're cozy. So you have to be diligent about checking. That is the one need that they won't cry about, oddly enough.
Especially if you got a baby girl.
Yeah, she's like, I'm Gucci, I'm good.
You gotta, I call it her cooter booter. You gotta make sure that's...
Yeah, we don't want to deal with that, right? At least prevent it and reduce the risk as much as possible. But that was a moment. I think that was perhaps our lowest newborn parent moment, where we were in the doctor's waiting room, and because she was crying so hard and I was so frustrated, I started crying. Dad started crying, and it was just like, okay, we gotta. it was like a family crying moment, but. In the midst of it all, he found that underhand movement and started using it on her, and that helped us, you know, until the doctor came and throughout that whole day, really. But oddly enough, ever since, it hadn't really worked for her. That was the one time she was like, I'll give you the W this time. But don't get used to it. You're going to have to keep getting creative. Thanks, Nisa.
Yeah, and I think that's a beautiful thing, you know, to pick up on. You know, my wife said, you gotta be creative. You know, I'll say this. I've always been the more creative one out of the two of us. You know what I'm saying? To lean into that.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that my wife doesn't have creativity. Everybody has it.
But you're expressing more. Right, I'm expressing my creativity.
I express a little bit more. So yesterday, you know, just to give y'all another example, me and my wife, we both locked our hair, right? And, you know, sometimes you got to do your touch-ups and your maintenance. And my wife has a lot of hair. Right.
You know I do. That's where Nisaya has a little more hair.
Right. I got hair too. But anyway.
I know, but of the two of us.
Yes, clearly. if y'all see an old photo of her with her
afro,
which I love, but my wife is so... Let me super dummy yummy side.
Oh, gosh.
She's so low maintenance, which I appreciate.
I am very low maintenance.
That is just like on the days where she want to get all jazzy and be like, ooh, look at me. I'm being sassy, which is, you know, sexy classy. It's like, really? You are? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just funny to see the opposites because I'm very...
you want
to
do extra. You're extra.
I'm preppy. You know what I'm saying? I'm very much...
If you ever watch Ali Siddiq's stand-ups, and if you haven't, check them out. He's one of our favorite comedians. Yeah. But that's from his stand-up.
Yeah,
upper crust.
Definitely upper crust.
Yes.
We don't know what type of crust Nasaya will be, but she's currently smiling right now.
So smile, like, sleeping.
Like, y'all talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, going back to the story, was, you know, mom, you know, has to get her hairs or her locks retwisted and things like that. And so the good thing was, you know, we had been breastfeeding and, you know, we decided, you know, that we're going to breastfeed at least for 6 months,
mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying, just mm-hmm. to keep her on that program because, you know, we just feel that the breast is best. Now,
the breast is best. I like that. I need a
t-shirt. It was good because she left, you know, she had just ate before she left and she was asleep. You know, when she's asleep, I always, you know, I just, you know, even before I was a parent, you know, I just always thought about, you know, oh man, it's going to be cool to just have a baby sleep and things like that. So majority of the time, I'm pretty much doing skin to skin time
mm-hmm.
with her. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, we didn't initially start out that way because we had just went to our neighborhood meeting and things like that or whatever. But she started to wake up and, you know, she was crying. You know, I had the bottle and stuff like that or whatever. And she took it for a little bit, but I don't think she took it as
As
she,
well as
as,
she does with the breast.
yeah, as well as she does with the breast. And that's just because, you know, she's with mom, you know, and things like that. But what I did to, you know, for all the dads out there or the moms, you know, who unfortunately, you know, may not be able to produce their own milk, and just want to soothe their baby in a way. What I did was, you know, Nasiah, she likes music. You know what I'm saying? Like she likes music, she likes to move around, and she likes when you talk to her, right? So I just said, well, if I'm, you know, doing music, I can just sing to her. You know what I'm saying? Like that's talking, you know, I'm right, you know, very close to her, you know, face and things like that, so she can see it and everything like that. And
That's how y'all make it.
yeah, that's literally how we made it through,
So
Olga.
I came home. So as he said, we went to our neighborhood meeting and she was all nice and dressed and cozy. And then we came home after the meeting and I gathered myself and went for my hair appointment, right? To my loctician. In case you didn't know, people who do locks are called loctician. I didn't know that until I started my lock journey. So that's a fun fact. Anywho, I gathered myself and went. And so, but when I came back home, this is a scene. So Jason is holding her. She's wide awake, quiet, calm, chilling. Jason's is naked upward. Is that the word? Like he has no shirt on, right? So chest bare chested, and all my hard work of putting Nisaya in a nice, cute little outfit. The outfit is down, right? She's in her
She did
diapers.
spit up on it, by the way.
Oh, she
So,
spit out. So you didn't just take it out, just take it out.
no,
Okay,
thank you.
thank you.
I had to throw that in
And
there
I
for the
didn't get a
record.
picture because I was like, man, did you get a picture? She's like, he's like, no. I was like, it's okay. You got the job done. The job was to keep her alive and soothe her. You did that. So yeah, that was the scene. I came home, there was a music playing in the living room TV. He was up holding her and they were dancing. And he was singing to her. That was a scene. And she was calm as rain. If you like rain, and if rain comes, you down them gray.
Yeah.
And I took her and changed her diaper and all of that, and she was calm throughout the whole thing. It took her like what, another 30 minutes or so, before she started remembering, oh yeah, remember that breast? I want it back. Because remember, breast is best. But that was the longest you've spent. No, that's the first time you were home by yourself with her, right? Yeah. Without me. So that was a milestone in y'all's relationship.
Yeah, I mean it was, and you know, I was talking to Sina before we got on here. You know, one thing I do is, you know, even though I know she can't necessarily communicate with us in English or one of the, you know, other languages that we speak, I still talk to her as if she can. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I mean, I know she knows my voice, but I want her to know and feel safe and secure that even if mom isn't there, you know, all right, dad will do what dad does.
That's gonna get the job
Yeah,
done.
dad's gonna get the job done, you know. And I mean, again, for the fathers out there, it felt good to have that, you know, accomplishment. Like, yo, I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like I can show mommy, you know, that we can work together when she's not here. You know, because again,
If I had a sticker, I would have given it to both of
yeah, I'll definitely take it.
y'all.
Because I mean, I can only imagine, and I know Senna can speak on it more so than I can. You know, mom, you know, you guys have an attachment from the baby from, you know, the moment of conception, you know, and you spend that time and, you know, you just grow that bond. Dads, you know, we have to put in that work. Not saying that we don't have it, you know, if you're there day to day throughout the pregnancy and everything like that.
It's
Because
not
I,
the same.
right, it's not the same, because I know Senna would tell me, you know, hey, when you come home, you know, from work, you know, she knows your voice. She's a little bit more active. She's a little bit more, hey, daddy's home. You know what I'm
It's
saying? And stuff like that. Like she
yeah.
start to kick a little bit
I
more.
mean, even when she was in the womb, like whenever you you're around when you're talking, and like you touched my abdomen. I felt like she was more active around that time. But that may just be my, you know, me, but that's what I felt like. But you know, if you have as two parents, two different equipments, so to speak, you have different ways of caring for her.
And I think that's an important, you know, point to put out there. You know, if you are in
a two-parent household?
No, not just a two-parent household, but a traditional marriage, you know, traditional family. You know, you do have different equipment, you know, to work with, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, like, you know, a lot of times the baby's just going to want to be with mom because, you know, like we said, if you're breastfeeding, breast is best. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But that doesn't mean that you know, and you know, sometimes you might think this. I know I did for a little bit. Like, man, my baby don't even like me.
Especially that first week after the hospital, right?
Yeah. I was like, my baby don't even like me. But it's just like any other relationship. You have to get used to that person. You have to, you know, spend time with that person. And eventually they'll know, oh, okay, well, if I just want to chill out, you know, I could just go to dad. You know what I'm saying? Because Senna was always the, you know, more bouncing around, active with the girl, everything like that. And I get it because, you know, you just got this little person attached to you. You can't do it. Like, if you're an active person like Senna, you know, it's hard to say, oh man, I really have to sit still in one place. And
that's been the hardest. I mean, it's been the hardest part. Like, because breastfeeding, and I'm fully breastfeeding, the only time she takes a bottle is when I'm not home, like yesterday. And so whenever she's eating, she's attached to me. And a lot of times that leads into sleeping. And then I had to learn to, okay, when she's sleeping and not eating, trying to put her down. So it's different, two different experiences. But it's been a great experience so far. We're a month and a half, going on 2 months now. And I mean, from our friends and family, that tell us we're doing a good job, so we'll take them for the we'll take their word for it. Her doctors tell us we're doing a good job, and our instincts tell us we're doing a good job. So we'll stick to the fact that we are doing a good job.
what I'll say as words of encouragement is, you know, if you put in the time, you'll start to know. You know, your child, you know, or if you already have children,
child.
I mean, you'll be way ahead of the game. You know what I mean? But, and as Senna said, you'll start to learn that child, you know, and you'll just be able to say, okay, I know what to do for this one, you know, because we were laughing. We were like, well, what if the next baby is, you know, more quiet, like me and Senna, or I mean, more like me, you know, we like, dang, we so loud. You know, things like that.
But, oh, yeah, because she, I mean, Isaiah can handle the loud noise. Like,
yeah, I actually think she prefers it.
Yeah, like she's sleeping right now as we're talking. She's sleeping on Jason's chest right now as we're talking. And if you are family or you follow me on IG, you see the story I posted of her sleeping while we were playing music in our kitchen. She was in her little mini crib in the living room. Then that was like nearly a 2 hour ramp, right? She slept the whole time. So she does good. She does very well in the noise, which is great for us because when she's sleeping, we don't have to tiptoe around the house, which is not something I'm very good at. You know me, and you know I'm loud. So I get to be myself, and not, you know, put her at a disadvantage, so to speak. But yeah, we are going to wrap up here. This, by the way, we should have started this whole thing with, because we're going to be posting this on Healthcare Boulevard. And if you have been a Healthcare Boulevard listener for quite some time and you're like, what are we talking about? What's going on here? I hope you listened to my last episode. It will make so much more sense. wherein I told y'all, you know, what's going on and that I won't necessarily be doing much posts as far as Healthcare Boulevard for 2024. And because of the work that goes into it and all of that. But I'm home and there's nothing stopping us from sharing our experience as a parent with y'all. So that's what we've decided to do. And so we'll be posting this on the same platform as I've been posting the Healthcare Boulevard episodes. So just be mindful of that. But that's it. If you enjoy it, listen, share, like, all that good stuff. And we shall talk to y'all next time. Maybe we'll get more structure next time. Maybe we won't. This is literally just us chatting about life. Anything else, my love?
No, it's Healthcare Boulevard. Y'all already know what's up.
Okay, well, there you go.